How does one develop compassion such that one harbors no ill will even when wild bandits dismember you with a double-handed saw? So that's in one of the suttas. And the Buddha actually says, you know, if bandits dismember you with a two-handled saw and thoughts of ill will arise in your mind, then you've not been practicing the teachings properly. Oh man, that bar is really high. In the end, you know, in terms of compassion and that compassion, loving kindness, it all arises out of seeing suffering. I mean, and that's really the key point. You know, that when we really understand that ill will, we're harming ourselves. We're needlessly creating suffering for ourselves. Then one relinquishes. It doesn't even arise. So that seeing, I mean, seeing those Four Noble Truths, seeing suffering, seeing the cause of suffering, seeing that, oh yeah, there is a cessation of suffering, recognizing the path, you know, it's kind of, you think, wow, that's just boilerplate Buddhism. But it's the reality, so that when we really are able to take that aspect of the Buddha's teaching and say, yeah, the suffering, those Four Noble Truths, seeing dukkha, seeing its cause, really understanding that, there's a natural relinquishment that doesn't allow for ill will or anything. I remember, it's actually Ajahn Mahabua, is a very well-known forest monk. He just died earlier this year. He was like 97, 98. Highly respected disciple of Ajahn Mun. And I heard it on a recording of conversation that when he came to visit the International Forest Monastery, the branch of Ajahn Chah's in Ubon. And I can't remember what the actual question was, but it struck me so strongly. When Ajahn Mahabua says, for the enlightened mind, there's no choice but compassion. It's how it works. And it's how the liberated mind actually works. There isn't a choice of ill will or aversion. It's loving kindness, compassion. It's just the way it works. Because one doesn't create suffering.